Top Tips today is all about vocal presentation. So if you're somebody who speaks to large groups of people, or perhaps you have to communicate within a team context or to a smaller group, or you're somebody who's using a microphone for digital communication of some sort, then this will be relevant to you. So three R's, five P's. Here we go. First R is release. So you want to not be carrying tension in your body when you come to speak. Any tension is going to be reflected in your vocal quality as you speak. So if you want a little warm up to do, you might want to roll your shoulders to make sure that you're nice and free of tension up here. You might want to just give yourself a little shake out. You probably want to make sure that your feet are nice and flat on the floor. So try not to tilt to one side or the other. Try not to lock your knees. Just give yourself a moment to kind of feel that sense of release, so that the air can flow into your lungs and power what you have to say. So release. Second thing is resonance. So your whole body is used. You've got this gorgeous instrument created by God to communicate what you want to say. So you want to make sure you use that to its best possible impact. So to do that, maybe you want to warm up with a few hums. So a little just to, again, you're kind of causing release within the resonators in your body. You might want to do a hum that goes up and down. So just to kind of take you up and down, give yourself a little massage around the jaw, give your little face muscles a little massage, little head, get you going like that. Get those resonators ready to speak. And then finally, the third R is articulation. It's not really an R, is it? But hey ho. Articulation is just about thinking about the small muscles around the mouth, the tongue, the lips, making sure that you're able to move them with mobility and freedom to communicate. If there are particular phrases or words you think you're going to stumble over, then practice them. If there are names in a reading that you're going to read out, practice it. And find some tongue twisters. So she sells seashells on the seashore, or Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled pepper. Whatever it is that's going to help you to get those little muscles moving and the muscle memory going. So that's three R's. Release, resonance, articulation. And then here's five P's just to finish off with. So pace. Watch your pace. Try and vary. So you're not going too quickly, especially when you're nervous. Pitch. Try and make sure you're not all just sort of speaking up at one pitch all the time, or you're following the same pattern. Use all the pitch that you have within your vocal range. Projection, make sure you're projecting out. Even if you're using a microphone, you need to make sure you're projecting your voice. So my rule of thumb, if you're speaking to a large group, is just to keep an eye on the back row. Do they look as though they're engaged, or are they leaning in, or just kind of drifting off because they're not hearing what you're saying? So that's pitch, pace, projection, pronunciation. Well, we've gone over that. Practice any difficult words that you're going to find. And the final thing, which is really important, is personality. So watch good communicators, copy what they do, but be yourself, because God has created you to communicate clearly.